There's this scene in the 1980 Woody Allen movie Stardust Memories that probably pretty much parallels Woody Allen's life. A fan, a rather grotesque fan, comes up to Allen, who plays a film director, and gushes over his work. The character played by Allen can't seem to get anywhere, in fact, without some strange and adoring person coming up to him to thank him for his brilliant films. In real life, that's an amazing power, the power to attract attention simply by being. But just like his character in Stardust Memories, the real-life Woody Allen doesn't much like the attention. He's been called a recluse and a loner. The fan in the scene I remember is grotesque for a reason, I assume. It's because Allen sees as near monstrous anyone who intrudes on his private space, no matter the reason. So what was American Apparel, a trendy clothing company, thinking when it used Woody Allen's image without his permission as part of an advertising campaign? I didn't get to see the ad in real life, but there are images of a billboard on the internet. It's basically one giant photograph of Woody Allen's face, from Annie Hall, staring out from a white background. American Apparel argued that the ad was merely a parody. Maybe company officials argued a parody defense, because it's humorous and completely ridiculous that Allen would have agreed to such a use of his image. As they know, or should have known, there have been other unsuccessful parody-like attempts to influence buyers using Woody Allen's persona without Woody Allen's permission. When I say unsuccessful, I mean, of course, that the attempts have not worked in a legal sense. Because, like any good recluse and any good celebrity aware of his tremendous power to make people look, Woody Allen sues when advertisers use his image without his permission. And he wins. He wins even when the image isn't really him, but a lookalike. One ad in the 1980s featured a guy who looked a lot like Woody Allen, wearing heavy black glasses and a hapless expression, posed inside a video store next to a video cassettes of two Woody Allen films. The store clerk in the ad swooned in the presence of a quasi-celebrity. The court was not similarly smitten with the lookalike. It ordered an end to any use of a quasi-Woody Allen that would mislead or confuse consumers into believing that Allen had endorsed the featured product. So given that he sued over lookalikes, it came as no surprise that Mr. Allen sued American Apparel after its billboard featured a photo of the real Woody Allen. And, given that he's won lookalike lawsuits, it also came as no surprise that the company agreed last week to pay Allen $5 million as a settlement for using his image without his permission. Allen said that he suspected he would have gotten more had he held out for a jury trial, but that litigation isn't the way he makes his money. No, he makes his money from films that fans admire. And based on Stardust Memories, I think that he'd rather avoid being in the presence of those fans, be it on a billboard without his permission, or in a courtroom. I'm Amy Guida.